So I have asked in the past for people to draw heating, cooling curves, so it's something that's inside your textbook. It's something you will need to know. So a definition of enthalpy of vaporisation, and these ones are common questions in the test or in the final exam. What's the enthalpy of vaporisation? Amount of heat energy required to vaporise 1 mole of liquid at 1 atmosphere pressure. Enthalpy of fusion, and these are, in the literature, it'll be heat of vaporisation or enthalpy of vaporisation. Now the enthalpy of fusion then, 1 mole of solid being heated to the point where it melts at 1 atmosphere pressure. An enthalpy of sublimation, where we take 1 mole of material, which is a solid, and it's the amount of heat energy required to vaporise it at 1 atmosphere pressure. Now, the sublimation, the key is the phase transition jumps straight from the solid to the gas. It doesn't go through the liquid. So here's some dry ice, for instance. Now, what you're seeing is actually not carbon dioxide above it. It's just the amount of heat change that's associated with jumping from the solid straight to the gas pulls a huge amount of heat out of the environment, and that is sufficient to actually cause any water vapour in the air to precipitate out, so you're actually seeing a cloud.